Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Half Pipe, and after further review, I'm checking out DeMayo on GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What it do? We got the mayor in the building, man. After further review, Tuesday Night Vibe, we back at it one more again, man. We in the building January 14, 2014. We here in the house, man. You got the mayor live and direct. Shout out, man, before we get started, man. This is how we do, man. Piggybacking off my man. Scribby held down Unsigned Artist Radio last night. So I'm going to piggyback on my dude. Rest in peace, shout out to the homie Keita Speed, man. We're going to dedicate this show to my man Keita, you know what I mean? Because he did his thing, you know what I mean? You had to be there to see it, man, because the stories are real, real crazy. But they're true, you know what I mean? So rest in peace, shout out to Keita, man, the family. Scribby, hold your head, man. Now, Room Mob, we in the building, we here, man. So after further review, man, we got you. So that's what it is. We got the mayor in the house, man, 646-200-3838. Is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We know how you like to light the lines up and all that, man. Just press 1 and let's get into some combo, man. Set it off like we set it off, man. Last week was division playoffs in the National Football League and all that. Seattle Seahawks 23, New Orleans Saints 15. San Francisco 49ers 23, Carolina Panthers 10. That was in the NFC. AFC was the New England Patriots 43, the Indianapolis Colts 22, and the Denver Broncos 24, and the San Diego Chargers 17. Basically, real quick, to sum it up right quick, the Seahawks and the Saints, you know, the Seahawks did what they had to do, point proven, you know what I mean? But you got to ask yourself, you know what I mean? The Saints, you know, were supposed to get blown out, and it was really a close game. And you don't blame Marcus Colston for what he tried to do at the end, you know what I mean? And they played it as close as they can get. You know, the Saints won a game that they weren't supposed to win last week in Philadelphia on the road. And, you know, everything, all good things must come to an end. And Seattle was supposed to do what they were supposed to do anyway, and they won. But did they prove their point? Moving on to the San Francisco 49ers and the Carolina Panthers game. I think that the Panthers learned the lesson. You know, the 49ers are playoff proven. You know what I mean? It's Cam's first start. You know, and regardless whether they had a 12-4 season, so they can't really, you know, hang their heads or nothing like that. But it was just their first time. They'll learn off of this one. You know, that was to be expected. San Francisco doing what they did to Carolina. Over in the AFC, what do you say, man? Andrew Luck. I just think that, you know, him being one of the supposed top quarterbacks coming in, and one of the young guns, and I like Andrew Luck, and I had the Indianapolis Colts going to the Super Bowl and all that. I just think 7 interceptions in 2 games wasn't never going to get it done, period. So, you know, I don't want to say that he learned the lesson or nothing like that, because he learned his lesson in the first week against Kansas City. You know what I mean? But I guess it just didn't carry over with him to the New England game, and the Patriots just did a number on the Colts. And maybe if we got, you know, with the throw and all them interceptions, maybe they had a more competitive game. But we'll leave that as it is. The Patriots 43, the Colts 22. Denver Broncos 24, San Diego Chargers 17. Once again, the Broncos are not to be trusted, I'm trying to tell you right now. The game was 17-0 through the third quarter. You know, how it ended up 24-17 is that the Broncos' defense is highly suspect. You know what I mean? And the Chargers recovered another onside kick again and made the game a lot closer than the score indicated. But Peyton and them finally got it done so they can knock Tim Tebow out the record books for being the, you know, Bronco, the last Bronco quarterback to win a playoff game. So Peyton got it done. So that leads us up to next week's showdown games in the NFC. For the NFC Championship, you got the Seattle Seahawks hosting the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get into that later on. I'm going to make my picks at the end of the show. I'm going to do mine early. A lot of people are scared. They're going to wait till Friday and all that. I'm the mayor, baby. I do a little bit different. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to pick the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks game later. And in the AFC, you got the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos playing for the AFC Championship. So these two games right here, whoever wins out of these two games will be playing in the Super Bowl on February 2nd, at MetLife Stadium. So you got the mayor in the building, man, 646-200-383. It is the math. Press 1 to get it on the air. You know what it is. Big shout-out to the homie Rich holding down the whole situation. Shout-out to Miss Lavina behind the board doing what she do. And if I didn't say it to you earlier, I'm going to say it to you right now. Happy New Year. It's probably the last time you hear me say that for 2014. You know what I mean? I really don't get until February and March and say Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody, man, if I ain't get you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. We're in the building, man. You know, New Year's is, you know, it's feeling kind of under the weather, but I'm getting my chops back under me, you know what I mean, getting my wind back under me and stuff like that. But, you know, to hear the news about, you know, my man, Key to Speed is really kind of like brings everything to its, you know, reality cipher, man, you know what I mean, where you have to kind of like just really bear down and some people don't, consider a ponder life, man, take life serious. You know what I mean? And it's definitely serious, man. And the brother Key to Speed will definitely be missed, man. Definitely be missed, man. So, you know, we're going to try to shine light on that as much as possible, man. I'm going to do my part, man. I talked to Scribby, man. I talked to Sadat X, man. Some other cats from, you know, Nauru, man. And definitely, man, we're going to, you know, keep Key's name in the air, man. Definitely. You know what I mean? So we're going to do that. I'm going to do my part here, man. So just a shout-out to you, my dude, because I knew you was in the sports real heavy. You know what I mean? You got out there. You made it happen on the field. So we in your chamber tonight, my dude. So this is for you. We gonna rock out. Getting back to the football scenarios, man. Seattle and San Francisco is gonna be a real good game. I feel like it's the third time they're meeting. I think a lot is on the line. But for Seattle more than San Francisco, because, you know, it's all set up for them. This is what they played the season for, to get this, you know, this last game. This is like the Super Bowl of the NFC right here. You know what I mean? You got the Super Bowl in the NFC, and you got the Super Bowl in the AFC with the Broncos and the Patriots. That's the bell. You know what it is. We got our first call in the building, and once again, you know what it is. It's the champion caller, the call of the year in the building. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's poppin'?
You sound a mess. Sore throat.
Huh?
I said you're sore throat.
I talk low, huh?
I said you're sore throat.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Nothing. Just I was reading today's headline in the paper about the NCAA talking about the stipends, and, you know, I guess they're meeting in San Diego this week to discuss that. You know.
Yeah, that's cool and all that, but I they're not really trying to give up no money. You know what I mean?
Well,
and I think that
legislation, we got to see that meeting this week to give some legislation to these colleges to give these student athletes, but they're talking about increasing a scholarship, I guess, in order to make the money on the books look, you know, because, you know me, I'm not big on giving them money when you got a 4-year ride.
Right. So what is the, I mean, I get what the NCAA is trying to do. They try to do everything to get away from that lawsuit that they dealing with, which is fine and cool.
That's
their prerogative. That's fine. But don't beat me in the head about now you trying to give somebody a stipend. We know what it is. And that's a good topic to talk about and to discuss. But I'm like, what leg does the NCAA have to stand on? After all this stuff that they take everybody through and put everybody through, they play both ends against them in certain cases. Ask Dez Bryant, ask Johnny Manziel. You know what I mean? So in your opinion, I'm asking you now, what do you think that the NCAA should do? You think that they should put money in these kids' pockets?
I don't think they should. You're talking about, my thing is, they got a 4-year ride. Roman's taken care of. If they're talking about they giving them money, like, you know how you get most of the kids, if they were on, you work in a work program and stuff like that, then okay, fine. I will agree to that. But I don't believe in 4-year ride and you getting like a bunch of money a month. No.
Well, I mean, you know, I now that we're talking about it or whatever, it just brings up a situation where I was, discussing with somebody. Maybe it was about, this had to be like when football season was just popping. So it had to be like end of the summer, beginning of the fall. They was talking, like Steve Spurrier was talking, like, instead of them giving the money, like this was just an idea. Instead of them giving the money to the student athlete per se, you know what I mean? They could say, well, look, why don't they take the money and give it to the parents and let the parents come see them play?
No.
Why? What's the difference? What are they going to do with the money?
How you know the parent is going to come see them play?
That's their option. They don't want to come see it. They don't have to use the money to come see them. It's just the idea.
Exactly. Then they go keep the money. No. I don't agree with that.
But hold on. You don't get the money. You don't. You're not following. You don't get. It's not say, well, okay, here's $1,000 for a plane ticket. We're gonna send it to you to make sure. No.
Okay.
Come on now. You know they're not trying to let no money go out their sight. They're not trying to let no money get out their sight. Period.
You know what I'm like,
so
I'm
if your son or your daughter is a student athlete at a particular school and you live in New York and your son and daughter is an athlete in, let's say, L.A., California, they go to UCLA, bang, you want to go see them play. You do the paperwork. You know there's a bunch of paperwork. Come on now. Look at what we're dealing with. It's not going to be like they're going to give you the money and you're going to keep the money and you're going to run off somewhere in the woods. Nah, it's not going down like that. That's not going to happen.
I just got to see how this works out this week. I got to see what they're talking about after this conference and everything.
It's a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo.
I just don't think giving a boy the ride.
Okay, I heard you the first time. The bell is the bell is active tonight, yo. You got a heavy head. You got a heavy trigger finger on the bell. Shout out to the bell person. Shout out. Give yourself a round of applause. All right. There you go. Hey, what's up? Hey, we got Barry on the line. Barry, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, yo.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Everything. What's good?
I want to chime in on NCAA. You know, they should get paid because those schools are making billions, not millions, but billions of dollars on these kids, man.
All right. I mean, you know, I understand your point, but you know what? To this conversation, we have this conversation a lot, and it's cool, and it's cool to keep it active and bubbling. And I think that, you know, it's going to open up a Pandora's box, yo. First of all, because like, follow me. If you got the basketball team in Kentucky, you got the football team in Kentucky, you got the baseball team in Kentucky, then you got the tennis team, the badminton club, the dudes that do the rowing in the boats,
right?
The archery team, the chess squad. You know what I mean? So I mean, how do you differentiate between how much the basketball player gets and how much the volleyball player gets?
That's the only problem. You're right, because Because it's going to have to go across the board.
It's
not,
it's going to have to go across the board. Right?
It's
you
not just
the
football and the basketball, right? That's the
because
catch
it's not like you're dealing. It's not like you're dealing at levels like even with, follow me, even with the minor leagues of baseball. You're dealing, if you're dealing with different pay grades at different levels, A, single A, double A, triple A, like that. It's not like that. You're either men or women, you're playing the sport, and we're going to pay you across the board the same way. So if you're going to pay a basketball player X amount, you got to give that volleyball or that polo dude the same X amount because they're the same representative university and then the same thing. And you know what, Tokia? The volleyball player probably got the same ride as the football player got. 4 years.
Exactly.
Wow. That's true.
You know what I mean?
So how do you... 4 year ride. How you get a 4 You got a 4 year academic ride.
Yeah.
You don't pay for nothing.
You don't pay for nothing.
Then you talk about, then think about a student who mother has to pay deferment. Deferment comes out October, November and December, and we're talking about we're talking about almost $8,000 for these deferment payments to cover your tuition. And these guys on full run, I wish they would get them some money.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know,
get some money. You got a full ride compared to people who don't have a full ride, and you got to come up with this chunk of money by the end of the year. You got a full ride, yeah, okay. You got a full ride, that ride, you get up out of there.
But I mean, so what do you say to the kid that has let's say he's a walk on, okay? Let's call him a walk on, right? And he's scrambling. He got 2-3 jobs or whatever. He got to do what he got to do. He got to get his hustle on so he can go to school or whatever. As opposed
but
to the dude
who's
not starting. He got a ride. He got a free ride, but he's not starting.
Isn't the way that they have it with a walk-on, even though he's not eligible for scholarship that semester, they can get him a scholarship the following semester. He won't be eligible for that scholarship this
semester.
But he
got to make the team again.
He
got to
make
the team
again.
He got to make the team again.
So you can benefit that right there. Because the walk-on student, we know he ain't going to have no three-job plan.
So, I mean... And again, it goes back to who's playing who. Barry, how much are they going to pay in the SEC? How much are they going to pay in the Big Ten? How much are they going to pay in the Big 12?
So much,
you know what I mean?
You're right.
How much are they going to pay in the Pac-12?
They're talking about
that.
In the day's paper, they talk about the five richest conferences and making legislation
And that's a means to an end. That's what it's all going to end up in.
That's
it's going to have five
be.
Super conferences. That's what's going to happen.
That's true.
What about the little schools, right?
For the people that's trying to follow, that's basically where the NCAA is ending up. It's all about money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end
we
of the day, it's the power schools who have the most pull and the most say who are going to get them spots in them super conferences, and it's going to leave everybody else out in the lurch. As evidenced
exactly.
by, you got teams like Texas Longhorns got their own TV network.
Right, that's
exactly.
true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's all. And Kia, I applaud you, and no doubt, I respect you for bringing that up as a topic of conversation. But that kind of be like, yo, we know where this is going.
We
already
we know
where
that's
this
why
is
I
going.
Bring up because when Emmett said that about the five richest, wealthiest, I'm like, well, we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
they're gonna make a legislation.
Check it out, like your Oregons, okay.
You need a facility.
Your Oregon's, your schools that you ain't hear of 15 years ago. You ain't hear about these schools.
Yeah.
Oregon's, your Maryland's, all the other little schools that they try to get their vibe up. How you going to have Rutgers in the Big Ten, Barry? Explain that to me.
Are you right?
What is Rutgers doing in the Big Ten? No disrespect to Rutgers, but what is Rutgers doing in the Big Ten?
That's true.
But the thing about with these, it's going to be so interesting, like I said, after this week, because they're meeting in San Diego this week to discuss this. It was that 18 months ago when they downgraded this stipend. Now it's back up on the table now again.
Well, I mean, they need to have something else. It's like the weapons of mass distraction. They're trying to, from everything else from that lawsuit, they want to talk about everything else under the sun. Everything else. I don't want to talk about that. That was me. I was like, and we already know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
What are you telling me different than you told me 6 months ago?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't understand that. But again, you know, like you said, they got to give them something. Like Barry,
but
they got to give them something.
If they're saying a stipend, you have a stipend for a voucher to do this and that. I can agree with that. I just can't agree when you're talking like $5,000.
No, because $5,000.
No. I'm just saying when people remember when they were saying this amount. I'm not big on that amount because you know from being in school. I know from me being in school, but you know you're talking about a full ride. You're talking about school, and then you talk about the next school, which is $100,000. You're taking our second mortgage to pay for another second degree. Are you kidding me? They're on a four year ride. In that case,
somebody better be signing a deal real soon. In that case, you know what I mean? If you rock it like that, somebody better need to be signing a deal real soon. Somebody going to be getting out of school, leaving early
about,
or something.
They talking about giving them some, I'm talking about less money. Not saying, because pretty soon they're going to say 2 years and then they're gone.
And Barry, they're going to have to balance that out. If I'm giving you a stipend, and I'm giving you X amount of money to play, and you sign on the when you sign your letter of intent, your letter of intent says you intend to go to this school, this academic institution for X amount of years.
Right.
And then
your
letter of intent don't say I intend to leave or I intend to only go for 1 year.
Right. Because that said and done is ruining school, ruining stuff too. Because they want that money.
It ruined it. It ruined it for all the way around the board. It brought down the quality of the game.
Right.
Some people say it didn't. I say it did.
It did.
But it brought down the quality of the game. It kind of brought down the quality of the NBA if you look at it.
I'm glad.
It brought down the quality of the NBA as well.
I'm glad Rocky Miller said that he was coming back.
Huh?
I said I'm glad that Rocky Miller said he was coming back for another year.
And who?
Braxton Miller said he was coming back for another year.
Braxton Miller coming back for another year. Marcus Mariota coming back for another year.
To try to get
that Heisman that James Winston stole from him. To get that Heisman trophy that James Winston stole from him. But, we here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. After further review in the building, man. You got the mayor in the house. I got Key in the building with me. I got my man Barry on the line holding it down. We're going to get into those championship picks later on in the show. You know how we do it. So what's your impression on the playoffs of last weekend and just passed, Barry? What you think about the games, man?
They were good. You know, I was pulling for Carolina, but in my heart I knew San Fran was too tough on both sides. But they had a chance when Carolina, when they did the run plays up the middle over and over, that's when they had them chances where they should have did a play action or something.
I feel sorry for whoever picked Carolina to win that game, man. You know the Panthers wasn't ready, man.
They wasn't ready.
It's a learning experience. You could tell how they played it. It was hyped in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was hyped in the beginning. They was doing their numbers, and then when the reality set in, it was like they didn't want to be there no more.
You know what I mean?
The Carolina Panthers had a good season. Snuck up on people. They had a good season, 12-4. You can't knock it. They'll learn from this. They bump their head, and they keep it moving. That's all I got to say for them. What you got to say about Andrew Luck, man? You know he shaved off his beard and all that now. He tried to disguise himself after those 7 interceptions.
I don't think he was ready.
No, he wasn't ready.
Andrew Luck?
I don't think he was ready. I think he went in with anticipation because right on his height, everybody said that they can go in there and be. It's unbelievable what Brady and Belichick and the whole team
They was rolling blunts on them all day.
That's all they were doing.
LeGarrette Blunt used to play for Tampa Bay. Where was that at when he was playing for Tampa Bay?
He was too busy fighting, hitting.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right, Barry. Too busy punching people in the face and all that. You know what I'm saying? Where was this at?
In the locker room.
You know I was tight watching the game.
Yeah,
I was like, look at this dude. Where was this dude?
Pound, pound, pound. And that's all they did. And you know what it is? It made the coach, because the coach wasn't expecting this. And you know what? It burnt them.
The interceptions that Andrew Luck was giving them all over the field was helping them too, man. You know what I mean? And again, you know, LeGarrette Blunt having a career day, Brady, you know, doing his thing. But let me talk about the Broncos and the Chargers game for a second. Let me get to the Chargers and the Broncos game for a second. What do you think about the Denver Broncos?
right now, right now, right now, this second?
I think they can win it all.
Barry, what you think about the Broncos?
They got a chance to win it, but none of them are going to beat the NFC.
Now, Kia,
no,
you need to tell me.
You see how that
game was in the Charger and the Bronco game was in the first half was 17-0.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see how San Diego came out of nowhere and all of a sudden it was what 24-10 and then 24 they got the onside kick.
Right.
And to me that speaks about everything about the Denver Broncos, yo. I just feel like they're still not to be trusted.
No. It proved everything that you saying them not to be trusted because in that last game when they played the Ravens, it made made Manning realize what slipped away last year. He wasn't letting this one slip away because you saw him once they got the ball back.
They almost let it slip away. That's like,
come
on. I'm trying to say, is the game over or what?
Like I said,
you know what I'm saying?
Are they going to get rid of these dudes or what?
San Diego was still there at the end. It was 24-17, and it wasn't that close, but San Diego was playing at the end. They got the onside kick. I'm like, oh, man, come on now. You see them start to look worried on the sideline. I'm telling you, if Peyton Manning would have lost that game, I just think that it would have been over for him. I just still think that the Broncos, more the defense than the offense. I don't worry about the offense. I know they're going to do what they're going to do, their numbers. You see the third downs, Barry, you see those third downs, and he was converting like 39, 12. You see that?
That's what he was doing. And that would make sense. That's right.
They was giving the game away.
Yeah.
They got him down to like 39, 12, and they was getting it. Oh, man. You know what I mean? With the situation with the Omaha and all that crazy stuff right there, that's just a little something that added on to the game or whatever. But, the Broncos, man, they're where they're supposed to be, right?
They're definitely where they're supposed to be, right?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you got your Super Bowl of the AFC. You got the Broncos and the New England Patriots. Then you got the Super Bowl of the NFC. You got the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. We're gonna change gears for a hot second because we're going to get into that heavy later on towards the end of the show. Listen, we're going to get into some NBA right now. You know I want to talk about my Knicks. You know what I mean?
Five
in a row
ain't
counting. It's not looking too good right now. We down 62-54, third quarter.
They had a great overtime win last
against
night.
Charlotte. Yeah, I mean, five in a row. I mean, you know, I wasn't going to talk about the Knicks until they got to 500. Because
Anthony did his numbers last night. You got to give it to him.
Anthony's always going to do his numbers. I'm not worried about Carmelo Anthony. I feel like, you know, now all of a sudden, you got the little good vibes going on. They got five in a row. Holler at me when you get to over 500. They in the eighth spot right now, Kia. They're in the eighth spot, but that don't mean nothing to me. Get to 500, and then we can talk. And this team is good. Get to 500, and then we can talk. First we was 10 games under. Now we 7 games under. We're going to be all right. We'll be okay.
That's a dangerous spot to be in right now, though.
Yeah, holler at me. But, hey, Kia, what did I tell you when we did the NBA preview? What team did I tell you to watch out for?
Toronto, I know.
Did you say it all the time? But you notice what? You notice what? They got rid of Rudy Gay, man, and they start rocking?
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of Rudy Gay, so they start, and same thing with Memphis last year. They got rid of Rudy Gay, and they was rocking. So I don't know if it's Rudy Gay or what. But, my Knicks.
I just think they played a good game. Even when last night, two of them fouled out. Felton fouled out, right? And I think Fry fouled out in that game. I think something fouled out in that game.
Yeah, but I think
Melo just stepped up in that. He just, for some reason, he just stepped up in that game.
He's got to step up. I don't think that Carmelo Anthony stepping up is a big surprise or a big for all that money he's making. He better step up. I expect a 20-10 from him every night. Every night, I expect that from him. He making all that money. I expect that from him. Everybody else just got to do their part and hold down the fort. You know what I mean? And again, the Knicks are my squad, hard body karate. I rock out with them, but I'm not giving them no unjust praise and no undue praise. They dug themselves a hole. Now they got to dig themselves out.
They 15-22. Let's get to 500, and we'll see what it is. We want it, and don't tell me about the East is watered down and this and that and the third. Okay, because if the East was so watered down, if the East was so watered down, your team would be rocking. You know what I mean? So leave my Knicks alone. We'll be all right. I know how to defend anybody who got a problem with my Knicks and how they're playing this year. Because I got a problem with it, but we're going to be all right. That's how I break it down as a Knicks fan. You know what I mean?
That's how you break it down. When I break it down with my team.
I haven't heard your Laker. I haven't heard your Laker analysis in a minute.
When I break it down with my team, it's like, you know, I'm the same way with you, how you are with your Knicks. I go out that turf very well. You know I go out that turf.
The difference between me and you is you say, you know, the sky is set, the Lakers are going to win, the Lakers are going to do this, the Lakers. I will say the Knicks is garbage, the Knicks stink, the Knicks is bum, you know what I mean? But that's the difference in what you will say.
You will never hear me call my Lakers garbage.
Kia think the Lakers are going to win the championship this year.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? See? Applaud that. There you go. Hey, ask me if I think the Knicks will win the championship this year.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
All right,
then.
There you go.
That's
the difference. I go hard for my team, but I go hard like on some panic button reality stuff. You go hard on your team.
You be
team,
honest
like
with the team.
Yeah, man. Like
I can't
do it.
Well,
no doubt.
That's
what it is. I need my man Slate to call. Word up. I need my man Slate to call. Slate, if you out there, man, you know what it is, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on this conversation. Cause my Syracuse Orange men doing their numbers, man. Syracuse is in the building. North Carolina came up to the dome Saturday. And we sent them home Saturday.
Yeah, you did.
ACC, baby, all day. Hey, listen, you know, I'm not counting my chickens. Like I said here, I said last week, you know what, Barry, I think that, you know, I don't want to be 32-0, Kia. I don't want to be 31-0, Barry. I want to get that loss out the way, because I would hate to have a great season, 2 or 3 losses, and then lose in the Sweet 16.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I would hate to have Kia like 31-1. You know what I'm saying? Blow through the ACC, win the ACC tournament, and then lose in the first round. my heart would be broke.
I need
my Syracuse Orange men because we're sneaking up on people. We're doing what we got to do, and I'm proud of them right now. You know, Arizona hasn't really looked all that impressive to me, but that's them. They got they the number one team in the country. I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see what happens with the Qs.
Yes, and I see your boy Andrew Wiggins trying to wake up a little bit. You know what I mean? And what do you say about these kids? You know, all you can do, Barry, at the end of the day, man, is let the season play out, and then they'll see what they're going to do. You know what I mean?
All right. But you hit on a good answer, like what we saw about that one and done. It's really affecting the NBA, like, you know, you were saying, like, I mean, Charles Barkley said, I mean, you see the ratings, not the ratings, but the standings, like the East thing, you know, that one and done is ruining it, man.
I mean, Calipari is like the king of the one and duns, you know what I mean? It works sometimes, and sometimes it don't work, you know what I'm saying? But, it sheds a bad light on the college game. You want to hurry up and take the NCAA as a leapboard to the NBA. You know what I mean? You don't want to, you know, you don't want to have the college experience. It's nothing like having that college experience, man. You know what I mean? Go to them, and those games are usually bigger, on a bigger scale. It's like a one game. You don't get a series. You don't play a series in college. You play one game, and that's it.
That's it.
So why not have that experience? You know what I mean? If you ask Kobe Bryant, man, you ask Kevin Garnett, in their heart of hearts, if they could have it to do over again, that's just me. Would they just have the experience? Maybe not even just for one. If not even just for 1 year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Stephon Marbury did it. He told them.
Yeah.
He told Bobby Cremins, he was like, look, I'm not staying, so you might as well recruit 2 point guards, because
right.
I'm going to be out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to me, to keep it, you know, in its proper perspective, man, I'm not really a proponent for the one and done, man. I'm a proponent for if you're going to go to school, man.
And do the
mm-hmm.
commitment.
You know what I'm saying? Go
to
school.
Yep.
You know, basketball is an extracurricular activity. Basketball is not your major.
Right.
You're not majoring in basketball. You're majoring in whatever your major, your academic major is. That's
mm-hmm.
just me. You know what I mean? So because you got too many instances of these cats that come out here, and we already know, we ain't got to say no names. They come out here and they don't live up to their college degree. Let me say it like that.
Right.
Okay? And that's a shame. That's a crying shame. And I'm not trying to take no money out of nobody's mouth or not trying to take nobody's livelihood away from them or don't believe that they should go for their dream or whatever. I don't want to hear that monkey garbage because that's all that is. Because if you get your education, it can get you whatever you want to get.
Right.
Yep.
So, you know, if you could break your leg, you can still go to class. You can still go to work. You can still get that money. You break your leg, you can't go on the court.
Right.
You can't go on the field. So, I don't understand. And you know what? What can you do? Like you said, it's some situations that call for that, Dokia. What can you do? But that ain't everybody.
You make a requirement that they
it ain't
spend.
Everybody. That's all I got to say to that.
Right, but you say you have an acceptable law to make a requirement, you spend, 2 years, 3 years at the max in school, then you can come out.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me. That would
yeah,
be fine.
Be
if you if you sign, you're going to do at least 2 years, at least.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Wiggins' situation, he might... The draft, they might have to wait 2 more years for him because you know what, Barry? I just found out, and I didn't realize that he's a Mormon, yo.
Oh.
Yep.
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. So he got to, after he finishes his school obligation,
he
got to take 2 years to go on a mission.
Oh,
it's
only
a year. It's a year.
So they got to wait 2 more years for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I mean,
that's
but you know what, though?
That's if he wants to do it.
But you,
yeah.
Huh?
That's not look when you go look it up. It's if he wants to take that journey. He doesn't have to take it, but if he wants but most Mormons does.
Well,
take
all
that
the
journey.
Mormons that I know that was athletes
right.
they did their mission or whatever you call it, no disrespect,
right.
But whatever they call it, they did it. But I'm gonna say I'm speaking to somebody, remember David Robinson, Barry? He
yeah,
had to do 2 years in the Navy.
Yeah.
He had to finish his Navy thing, so
right.
You know, it is what it is as far as this, the college stuff. And you pick and choose, and every situation is different. But that's the bell. So we got another call on the line. So we're trying to see what it is after further review is popping as it does on a Tuesday night. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger
hey.
Show. What's happening?
Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
Not much. Just, you know, I had to call and show some love.
Yeah. I guess the Eagles not rocking, huh? So how's everything going? Yeah, all right. Nah, T, what's good though? What's the deal?
Hey, it's a good day in the neighborhood. A rainy day, but a good day.
It's a rainy day, but it's a good day. Okay, that's what it is. That's what
yeah.
it is. All right, so, yeah, we just here chopping it up, talking about college and getting off the subject a little bit, but it's all good. I like the conversation. Talking about, going back to the situation with, whether you think these student-athletes should get paid, you know what I mean? And what are we paying them for? Are we paying them to go to school or are we paying them to play basketball? What are we paying them for?
Oh, okay.
You know, are you an amateur or are you a pro? What's going on?
Is that me echoing?
Yeah, it might be you on the echo chamber.
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay.
Did you see the other headline today with A-Rod and going to federal court today in Manhattan?
Man, screw A-Rod.
I'm
sorry, Miss Levine. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. You can edit that. You can edit that out in the mix. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but. You know what? He does have a valid point, though.
About what?
Because listen to the legal argument, and if we only talk, I'm only talking about the legal argument. It's the legal argument basis. They're going to act in the same thing they act when Felix didn't do nothing to him when he admitted it. The first offense is what they're suspending him on. It's not warranted, those games, the suspension. I'm only talking about the legal aspect.
I don't care about that.
That dude is persona non grata.
If he plays one game for the Yankees this season, it'll be one game too much. I don't think he's going
to
play one game. I don't care how you turn around to it. He shouldn't have been in that in the first place.
Well, listen.
And he's been doing that ever since he was with the Texas Rangers in 2003. So I don't care about him.
They're still going to pay him some money. But
so
the thing
what?
About it is,
Ma, I would rather pay him the money and get rid of him and not be bothered with the headache.
But if a federal judge upholds this, because the thing about what baseball did, and they're in the wrong, they didn't suspend him or did anything when he amended. And the first offense does not
own what that got to do with the other?
Because
what does one thing got to do with the other? So what? He didn't get suspended. He still lied the first time he did it. So what are you talking about? He didn't get suspended the first time, so we get suspended this time. You bug it. Get that dude out of here. And anybody that tries to defend him, get him out of here. You don't got no legs to stand on. You already lied. We gave you a chance. We gave you enough rope to hang yourself. And you
but
hung
it
yourself.
It doesn't make any sense, because you know what? You got to be prepared, because if he wins this legal, this is a legal argument. If he wins this legal argument on this ground, he can win it. This is what I'm saying.
Holler at me on opening day. If A-Rod is in the lineup on opening day, holler at me.
The Yankees are prepared that he, like the Yankees said, they are prepared that he may show up to spring camp.
He's supposed to show up to spring training. They can't suspend him for spring training. He can come and spray trade all he want. They just put him, hey, Barry, they'll put A-Rod on field B.
That's what they said. They're going to send him across the street.
The single A players.
Right. That's what they're going to do.
A-Rod is not going to get, let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you something. A-Rod is persona non grata with the Yankees right now. A-Rod is suspended. You know what? But you know what? They already knew from the door that A-Rod was going to try to attend spring training. That's his right, which is given to him under the Major League Baseball Players Association Players Agreement. Bong. That's his right to attend spring training regardless of what. The Yankees don't want to have nothing to do with that dude. If you want to come to spring training, that's fine. We're going to stick you out there with the single A players, away from the cameras, away from all of that. We don't want to be bothered with you. But and to go through all this, he's gonna overturn it, and he's gonna fight it. And fight what? If he had a leg to stand on, the dude would have gave him all his games back. They would have suspended him for the whole season. Why do you say they took two? They suspended him for 211 games, Kier. Right?
They
suspended him for 211. Why did they chop it down to 162?
Is it 165
now,
right?
Huh?
Is it 165 or 162?
162. That's how long the season
whole season.
Plus the postseason.
Okay.
If the Yankees make the postseason, right? He's not allowed to play in the postseason. So my thing is to you, Kia, I got your point, and I understand what you're saying, and I'm listening to you very clearly, right? Why did the arbitrator that don't got no allegiance one side or the other, an arbitrator came in and said, you know what, we're going to say 211 games is too much, but we're going to chop it down to 162. You're still not playing. You, no matter what you try to tell me, you're still not playing. So now the victory is in baseball side because they didn't want A-Rod playing. Barry, Kia, can you imagine, and T, if you're still on the line, can you imagine if baseball would have gave A-Rod 50-game suspension? They would have went berserk.
Yeah.
They would have went crazy. They would have been like, what?
Yep.
How are you going to suspend all this evidence and all this dude, Tony Bosch, you got telling on him and all this other documents he bought and all this stuff? You're going to turn around and say, after 211 games, you're going to chop it down to 50?
He should be suspended. He should retire. But my thing is the legal aspect. He's a first offense. What's the first offense penalty? 50 games, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
So
So what's the problem? How many games did he suspended last year?
But I'm just saying. I'm only going
and
by.
And it carries over.
I'm just going by.
Okay, I got you. I understand. My thing to that is if A-Rod is in the opening day lineup in Houston on April 1st against the Houston Astros for the New York Yankees, if A-Rod is in the starting lineup, I won't do a show for a month. I won't do no shows for a month.
Don't gamble that.
If A-Rod is in the lineup on opening day, April 1st, no way. A-Rod better take that 162. A-Rod better take that 162 and go somewhere and sit down.
Oh, yeah, he should.
Go try to play in the independent league. Go try to play in Long Island for the Ducks. Go out there.
But it's a legal argument because if it's a possibility that, you know, I think he should retire. I think this one should sit him down now, whatever. He should go ahead about his business.
And Kia, you just said it. You just said it right there. Retire. He's 38 years old. When this year's old, he'll be 39.
He'll
still have 2 years left for the Yankees.
He should just take this in grace and move on.
Thank you.
But my thing
and
is,
sit down somewhere.
My thing is, he has legal ramifications. That's all I'm saying.
He's gonna need Perry Mason. Barnaby Jones. He's gonna need all of them.
Because
A-Rod don't have a leg to stand on, yo.
He's gonna need Jimmy Jones.
Too tall Jones. That's here, Jones.
Yeah, he should retire and take this and retire, you know.
Kia, to me, A-Rod is out of the picture.
Of course he's out of the picture, but A-Rod cheated
baseball. He got a ring out the deal, so I can't blame him. And Barry, this goes back to when he first came on the Yankees, yo. You know what I mean? We didn't want the Boston Red Sox to get him, right?
Right.
So we was like, we can't let the Red Sox get this dude. The Red Sox was getting ready to get A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do what we got to do. So we end up with A-Rod. So now A-Rod and Jeter, they're supposed to be best buddies. Remember all of that? They're supposed to be coochie crunch and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Then the article came out in Esquire. You remember? The article came out in Esquire where A-Rod was talking greasy about Derek Jeter.
Yep.
And that's when they on bad terms or whatever. Jeter ain't speaking to A-Rod, this and that, the third, whatever. As a Yankee fan, Barry, I always said Alex Rodriguez is going to always be jelly of Derek Jeter because Jeter does stuff that A-Rod would never dream of doing. He does stuff that A-Rod would never. He only had rings when A-Rod got there. Regardless that they beat us in 95. I give it to you. They beat us in 95. The Mariners beat us in 95. But did you get a ring in 95? No. So it don't count. Ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying? So
remember when
the
contract was up at first, and remember it was like breaking news during the playoffs, like A-Rod's getting ready to opt out of
the World Series. Yeah,
remember that
when the Rockies was playing the Red Sox in the World Series.
Right, 2004.
Yeah, Boris is like he's gonna opt out. So what?
Right.
Who cares? Mr.
Middle of the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Mr. Batting seventh, making $150 million.
Yep.
Batting seventh.
Yep.
With your good pigeon killing self.
Yep.
With a good waving at Jason Veritek, trying to fighting like a little girly man.
Yep.
I ain't messing with A-Rod, yo. A-Rod can't tell me nothing.
Yep.
A-Rod never did nothing. He got the MVP with the Yankees, which is cool. That's fine. But you was doing that before you came to the Yankees.
Yeah.
You was killing before you came. So that was to be expected. That's the thing, Barry. That's the thing with me, man. A lot of these dudes, they have these good numbers or whatever, and they put the big numbers up and be like, oh, look at me. They puffing their chest out. My dude, you was doing that before you got to the team.
Exactly.
So that's your status quo right there.
And remember the playoffs?
Runs. Huh?
Remember the playoffs he struggled? He struggled
yeah,
for the
against
for
Detroit.
Yep.
He went 0-7. Joe Torre put him made a bat 8th in the playoffs against Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
You serious?
Yep.
Don't tell me nothing about A-Rod. But, yo,
You know, I get heated. We talking baseball. I get heated when we talk baseball, man. I love it. After further reviews in the building, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I got Kia. I got Barry. I got T in the building with me tonight. Yeah, man, so... A-Rod is what it is, and I just think that he should never, you know, play no more baseball again, man, especially not for the Yankees.
Right.
You know, and we're ready to move on without this dude. The Cubs got them a mascot, Barry. You see that?
Right. The little teddy bear.
The little teddy bear.
Yeah.
Little Ted.
Yeah.
I don't see why are the Cubs fans having a problem with that, man?
They need some kind of luck, you know. They need something. I don't have a problem with it, but they need something to spark them because, you know, they ain't been nothing for a while, man.
They should have had some cheerleaders called the Bartmans out there,
yeah.
Man. Out there snatching foul balls from everybody and all of that. But, yeah, man, the Cubs got them a little teddy bear mascot or whatever, and the Cubs fans is going berserk.
Yeah.
They might mess around and do something this year. They may be in love with the little teddy bear or whatever.
Yeah.
Back to my little. Let's get this. I mean, Kia, you ain't slick. You ain't get away. We gonna get right back into your Lakers. What's up with your Lakers, yo?
My Lakers are having issues right now. As soon as their issues are resolved, I will let you know how the Lakers are doing.
Okay, I just want to get a status update.
You know, see what the pulse of the team was.
You know,
I do not talk bad about my Lakers. I'm not like you with your Knicks. Every year I have my Lakers.
It's not talking bad, it's telling the truth.
You know, I don't care about you, your truth with your Knicks.
All right, can I tell the truth about the Lakers?
I have no problem guarding that turf like I do. I guard that turf.
Can I tell the truth about your Lakers?
Now, if you want to talk to about my Lakers, then I mean we're going to have an argument. So, I mean, like,
no, I don't want to argue. I just want to tell the truth about them.
But you know we're going to have an argument if you tell me you're talking about.
See, there you go. See, there you go. You don't even know what I'm going to say. And we're going to have an argument.
You know
what I'm going to say, and we're going to have an argument.
Come on.
You know how you do me?
You know how me and you go when you try
to. You know how you do me, right? You see how you do me. You don't even know what I'm going to say, and we're going to have an argument. You see this? You see what I'm dealing with here? It's all good, though. But what I was going to say, what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted, and my life was threatened. My life was threatened. Can the Lakers win 40 games this year?
Possible that we can win 40 games. I don't know unless, you know, we get past this fourth star and see if we can get 40 games in.
Okay. I just want to know if you're coming back to 28.
Let's see what we can do with this little.
Because the reason why I asked you that is because you're 9 games under right now. If you won 40 games, that would be at least 40 or 42. You know what I mean? So that would mean, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Can you make up? That's all. So you're not expecting Kobe back?
Oh, I'm expecting Kobe back. Well, you know I'm expecting him back.
Like the Great Pumpkin, huh?
Oh, more than the Great Pumpkin.
She waiting for him like the Great Pumpkin, waiting in the yard.
I don't need to wait for
him.
waiting
for Kobe to arrive. Kobe is not walking through that door, cousin.
Yeah, he's walking through that door.
He's going to be hobbling through that bitch.
No, he ain't gonna be
hobbling.
He's walking through that door.
Word up. So, yeah,
he's gonna be doing the cat daddy.
He's gonna be doing the cat daddy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And shout out to your quarterback there, T. Nick Foles. He's going to Hawaii,
right?
He's going to Hawaii.
And
I don't know who did it, but somebody went in Deshaun Jackson's house and stole all his little guns and little money.
But you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. That was an inside job because there was no signs of breaking and entering. Who's going to be able to get some safes out of there without somebody hearing him?
Yeah, you know, well, I guess.
And like I said, Deshaun, you know he had to have insurance on all that, right? One of his people that went in there and got all of that.
Mm.
He going to get that money and still have the item. Holla.
You said holla.
Let me get your thoughts right quick, and we go around the table right quick on the Lions hiring Jim Caldwell as their coach.
I don't like that move.
Why?
It's just something about
If you're a proponent of the Rooney Rule, you better like that move.
No, I'm not talking to you. I don't want to use that as he being there and not getting a job. I'm not saying yes. I'm happy he got a job. He's coaching it. But do you think he can? You think what do you think he could do for the Lions? I mean, you know, what do you think?
Okay, what do I think Jim Caldwell could bring to the Lions? Mm-hmm. I think Jim Caldwell could bring some instant credibility. I think he could get Matthew if anybody can get Matthew Stafford straight, I think he could get him straight. You know what I mean? They were saying that the Lions job, that it was a very attractive job, kid. They got a team that's just waiting. They need to get that situation in there.
That team has been attractive for 3 years.
Yeah. They had the wrong. Jim Schwartz wasn't the right dude to lead them.
But I'm just saying. So this is the thing. If Caldwell don't get them to a 10-6, mind you, you're gonna have the Bears contending, and you're gonna have the Vikings, and you're gonna have the Packers. So if Jim Caldwell cannot get the Lions to 10-6, and they do not make the playoffs, then what credibility are we talking about?
But did Jim Caldwell take the Colts to the Super Bowl and lost?
No. Who do you think the Colts had as their quarterback? Don't put Manning and Stafford in the same boat.
But Jim Caldwell was in Baltimore too when they was in the Super Bowl.
Hold on,
1 second. We got another caller on the line.
Come on.
Hold on, we got another caller. Shay, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show.
What up, man?
Hey, what's happening, man? Hold on one second. Now, Kid, what you were saying now about Jim Caldwell?
No. I'm just saying he already had Peyton.
Right.
Dungy already lined that team up. They had one of the best center in there. They had just said, come on, that team was already lined there. And I'm not in the Minnesota Dungy.
And what's the difference between that and the Detroit Lions?
The Detroit Lions team
is already lined up, too.
No, I'm just saying. Where you're going to get a healthy Packers back, and they're going to have to win 10 games to be relevant again. They're going to have to win 10 games.
But I think that's
why.
Yeah, games. Right.
So if
right,
they don't win 10
right.
games, then what? They're going to have to win 10 games.
I don't know.
Right.
Shay, what's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show, man.
What's up, man?
I know you got something to say about your Patriots, man. I know Andrew Luck gave the game away and threw it away, and LeGarrette Blount rolled up on us and did all of that. Where was this dude at when he was playing for Tampa Bay, man?
I don't know.
And what did y'all tell him to make him run like that, yo?
It's that Patriot way, baby.
Now it's the Patriot way. Okay, I got you.
It's the Patriot
it's
way,
now
man.
It's the Patriot
so
way.
I
hear you.
Way. When you come to us, it's no nonsense.
I hear
no
you.
Nonsense. You come to put your hard hat on every day, and you're going to play, and you're going to try to win. You're going to follow the system.
I hear you. So, in regards to Andrew Luck, you don't think that it was a situation where he just, you know, was overwhelmed by the moment, or was he just, it was just the Patriots were that just that good? Because I don't think that Andrew Luck was overwhelmed by the moment at all. I just think that he had a bad day.
All I kept telling everybody is if he gave Kansas City the ball three times, I knew he
yeah.
was going to give us the ball three or four
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
I was saying.
He did it three times. You're right.
Gorgeous Belichick defense. Gorgeous Belichick. Andrew Luck is smart. He's Stanford. He's smart. But it's still, everybody knows it takes you a few. It took Peyton a while before he could figure Belichick out.
Yeah.
It took him a while. You just ain't great, figure Belichick. Andrew Luck ain't that smart. He ain't got that many weapons. We didn't have to take away nothing but T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, it was getting his late.
He really
yeah.
ain't got nowhere to go. I knew he wasn't going to. And he forced his team too much.
Right.
He tries to make the big play all the time. So I knew he was going to put the ball a few times.
I mean, go ahead, Kim.
I said, and I think I told you, if Chiefs get burned. The one thing about the Patriots, they're not the Chiefs. Belichick will burn you. You caught them ball up. He gonna burn you a
right,
different way.
The Chiefs,
they couldn't come back, but Belichick, he found the pound and ground. He made Blunt run all through them.
It was hurting my heart the way LeGarrette Blunt was running through that defense, yo.
Yeah, he was running through that defense.
I was having all types of flashbacks. I was like, where was this at when he was with Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is, man. Shout out to New England Patriots. We're going to get into that later on, Shay. We're going to pick the games later. You know how we do it, man. It's going down. You got some explaining to do there, buddy.
What?
I remember not too long ago when we did the NBA preview there, you kind of gave us your prediction on your two-time defending NBA champion Miami Heat. And if we had the tape, we could rewind the tape and go into the archive and say, Mr. Shay, are you on the line, Mr. Shay?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Shay, I do recall, if my memory serves me correct, you said that the Miami Heat would lose exactly 10 games there, Mr. Shay? Hello, Mr. Shay? Mr. Shay? We have a bad connection, Mr. Shay. Mr. Shay. Page it, Mr. Shay. Can we get some applause? Give him some self esteem or something. Get his voice up there. Come on, Mr. Shay, that's good. Mr. Shay, I'm just messing with you, my dude. Listen, they came to New York, man, and what happened? I know as they didn't play their typical Miami Heat basketball. I already know. I know that the Knicks handled their business, and then they went across the bridge and they let Brooklyn mug them, man, on fake T-shirt jersey night. So you're at 27-10. You think your team is going to win 45 games in a row?
Nah.
They want that record. Now's the time to do it. Well, they ain't knowing in division, so you still got that on lockdown, man. I'm just messing with you, Big Shay. My Knicks is in the eighth spot right now, G. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We try to come back from the dead, man. I said we wasn't going to talk about them until they got to 500. You know what I mean? We won five in a row. You know what I mean? I'm not pumping my chest out or nothing like that. We've got to get back into the thick of things, man. And the situation with J.R. Smith, I don't even want to talk about him. He needs to go. And that's about – I don't care if he come back and score 30 points in four straight games. I don't care about J.R. Smith no more. He's a liability to me. I don't need him.
Only thing bad for y'all, don't nobody else want him.
There you go. You know what I mean? So we kind of like stuck between a rock and a hard place. And everybody's like, trying to give J.R. Smith a pass. They should have let him know. Mike Woodson should have let him know before he was if he wasn't going to play in the game. Are you out your mind?
Right.
What? The coach don't owe you nothing. You out here trying to kill people, untying their shoelaces, and thinking that's funny, and then people like, that's too much, they should have fined them $50,000. I'd have fined them $100,000 and suspended them for two games.
Right.
That's what I would have did if it was me. Because you don't do that, man. You don't go out on the court and untie people's shoelaces, man. Then what? You going to say you sorry? Everybody
wow.
makes a mistake? Nobody want to hear that.
That sounds like some little boy stuff.
Nobody wants to hear that, man. So I think J.R. Smith is a liability. And I'm going to take you back to last year, Shay, when we had the Celtics down 3-0. He going to go out there and not show up and this and that for game. We lose game four. We got to take it to six. And he came back, and now everybody's supposed to be happy. We don't need J.R. Smith.
Yeah. He's definitely a liability out there.
And look how he tried to play the Knicks. If you don't sign my brother... You don't put my brother on the squad. When Tyson Chandler first got hurt, we couldn't
right.
sign a big man because Chris Smith was taking up a roster spot.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, what's really going on with the Knicks, man? Who's running the Knicks? Is J.R. Smith running the Knicks? What's going on? That's why I can't really get behind them, man, because nobody knows what the hell's going on. They won five in a row. Who they beat? Okay? They supposed to win five in a row. Why are you 11-22? Why are you in the eighth spot when Toronto is in the three spot? What's good with that? So I mean, you know, and the Knicks are my team, Shay. Don't get it twisted. But I just don't see it as, you know, pie in the sky and, oh, we're going to win the championship. We're going to win 100 games. Nah. No. And that's just how I see it, man. You know what I mean? But as far as your Miami Heat right now, man, you know, I think that, you know, this is nothing, man. You know, they're going to win their 60 games, you know? I don't know if they'll win 65, but they'll win 60.
They'll win 60.
You know, number two. Huh? Go
ahead. They'll win 60 and lose.
Yeah, they win 60, you know, and I think in the first three finals, man, you went against Dallas, you got beat, you went, you know, and you won two in a row, and so now you're feeling yourself, you're trying to get that third. In your opinion, Shay, is the third one going to be the hardest one to get?
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt, but sometimes we get bored in games, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's our problem. What do you mean, Kia? I'm just saying that's real. We just get bored in games. We've been dominating the NBA for 3 years. Sometimes you get bored in the game.
Y'all gonna be bored. Y'all gonna be bored in that offseason when y'all don't make it. Y'all bored.
Nah, we gonna win the championship. Y'all just worry about getting the most lottery balls. So y'all just gotta get ready.
What about that?
Right.
Watch yourself now.
Hey, listen, y'all laughing. You know I don't do basketball, so
y'all shoot for the most lottery balls right now. Watch yourself now.
I got to be nice to the Laker fans and the Sixer fans.
Watch
to be nice to them.
You about to go down if you don't. Don't fuck my Lakers. That's boiling hot water right there.
I'm just saying, kid.
That's hot water. Can get real hot.
Nobody need a major reconstruction in the NBA, it's the Lakers.
No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Y'all need a major reconstruction.
We need a major reconstruction. Get rid of
D'Antoni,
then we'll be fine.
Don't nobody want to coach the Misfits, man. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute.
Them is like, remember that old movie, The Bad News Bears? They
yes.
like the Bad News Bears.
Wait a minute.
Want
Shay.
Y'all might need
Shay.
To go get Goldie Hawn.
You
can Goldie Hawn can bring y'all back. That's the only person that can bring y'all back is Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, no, we'll be fine. Shay, watch yourself now. That's boiling hot water now. You calling my team Bad News Bears.
I'm just saying. It was a new time, man. Y'all put all y'all eggs in the basket with Kobe every year. Just like the coach put all their eggs in the basket with Peyton, and when he went down that year, they went 2-14. Y'all didn't care. They didn't care about nobody but Peyton. They thought he was going to play
that
every
was
play.
That was something totally different. Yeah, they didn't recruit a quarterback. But the next year they did, yeah.
Y'all should have had some better players with Kobe, too, and y'all wouldn't
be doing so bad. Oh, come on. Those guys play ball. Now you almost got both feet in that hot water. You got both feet in that hot water.
Well, I don't know, Kia, because right now I'm in the eighth spot. So if the season was over today, we would be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Knicks would be in the playoffs, and the Lakers would be not in the playoffs.
But if the season was over today.
I gotta be thankful for some small things. I'm in the eighth spot.
But the season is not over today.
The season was over. The season was over on Christmas Day.
But the season is not over today.
The season ain't over today, man, because the Lakers wouldn't have the most lottery balls yet. Neither.
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
right. They do have more lottery balls than we do, don't they?
We ain't gonna
that's
need
all
no
right.
Lottery.
I'm trying to get Kia up because we got to see her next year. The Buccaneers, I got to see the Steelers next year. So
please,
I'm trying to
get over there.
I'm trying to get some animosity.
Not,
I'm trying to get some animosity up towards Kia.
Please, you are not coming into Pittsburgh to win that game. Please, I can tell you that right now.
I got some animosity up.
You ain't trying to get me up or nothing. Come on. Come on. You talking to the wrong person. You know me. Come on.
Listen.
No curtain's going to wax.
Hey, check this out right quick, right quick. Check this out. After Further Review, you listen to After Further Review, 646-200-3838 is the math. You got the mayor in the building, man. I'm going to run down some hockey scores right quick for my hockey people, man, because I know my hockey people is out there in the cut. Flyers and Sabres tied at 1 in the second period. Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins just starting the third period, 3-2 Toronto. Tampa Bay Lightning 2, New York Rangers 1, third period. San Jose Sharks and the Washington Capitals tied at 1 in the third period. Devils and the Montreal Canadiens 3-1 in the second period. End of the second period, Florida Panthers 4, New York Islanders 1. Second period, Colorado Avalanche 2, Chicago Blackhawks nothing. St. Louis Blues 1, Phoenix Coyotes nothing, second period. Calgary and Nashville tied at 1 in the second period. Ottawa Senators 1, Minnesota Wild nothing, second period. And in the first period, Dallas Stars 3, Edmonton Oilers 1. I talk about hockey because I like hockey, so what? The NHL is going to have some outdoor games. They had the Winter Classic and all that. They get ready to have some outdoor games at the end of the month at Yankee Stadium. The Devils and the Rangers and the Rangers and the Islanders, they get ready to have games at Dodger Stadium. The Los Angeles Kings and Phoenix Coyotes and the Coyotes, the Kings and the Anaheim Ducks at Dodger Stadium. So I just wanted to talk about it a little bit right quick, man, because I just think it was a weird idea to have hockey games outside. But it's working, and I think that the NHL is going to wear it in the ground right quick, because at first it was always New Year's Day that they had the Winter Classics, and that's what made it kind of a unique event. You look forward to it. You know, some of the games, they had snow, and it was outside, and it was kind of a thing to look forward to. Now they're having them 3 or 4 or 5 times during the season. I just think they get kind of happy with stuff, and they don't know how to let stuff be. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's an event to have it outside, and it's different to have a hockey game on a baseball diamond or on a football field or something. But you take away the vibe and the exclusivity of the event. Is that a word? Kia, is that a word? Exclusivity?
No, it's not a word?
Well, I just made it a word. Upon that, I just made up a word. It's exclusivity of the event.
That is not a word for it. Okay, that's
I'm getting I'm getting my exclusive on.
But you know what I meant, though.
But, man, I just think that the NHL, man, they kind of like beating a dead horse, man. I think they should let it be and let it do. You know, maybe if they're going to have it once a year or maybe twice a year or whatever, 5 and 6 and 7 times a year, it takes away from it. So that was for my hockey people. I got that in for my hockey people, man. Shay, real quick, man, what's your opinion on Alex Rodriguez?
Man, if he cheated, man, he don't need to play no more. Alex Rodriguez used to be my dude, too, man. I can't deal with him no more, though. I'm through with him.
Okay, no doubt. Through with Alex Rodriguez.
You cheated. You don't even deserve to be playing.
Since we're in the baseball talk, let's talk about that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame scandal. I call it that little. I can't believe that happened, but you know it happened. You know what he did that. So you know whether he gave his Hall of Fame vote up, and it cost Biggio, you know, 2 points.
Who gave their Hall of Fame vote up? Dan Le Batard.
Dan Le Batard gave it up.
Yeah.
He gave his Hall of Fame vote up, and now they trying to play him and say he can't have it back, and he's banned. So what? If he's on the principle saying that the way that the Hall of Fame is letting anybody in, so if you let anybody, I can't vote for this. So
right.
and I don't blame Dan Le Batard. I wouldn't have gave my vote back.
No, I'm just saying. But did you? Which my thing was on the thing about with that and the way he went about it, which a lot of people agree with him about how Baseball Hall of Fame is bad, but it's how he went about it.
But how do you go about it? He just said he said his point. He spoke his mind. He said he gave his vote to Deadspin. Deadspin. They gave his vote to Deadspin, and they turned around and they gave it to they let the people vote on it or whatever. It's a popularity contest anyway.
I wouldn't have went as far as getting my vote away. Now I would have kept the hell going to my vote.
That's out of respect, because you know what? And it costs, like when you say, like, people, a lot of fans, even with Vizio, you know, he thought that phone was going to ring. Of course, two votes die, and there's all this little thing going on in the air. And then I'm just saying, you know, people agree with him because he does.
I would have voted for Vizio over Frank Thomas any day of the week.
Of
I'm sorry. I don't know how. I had an argument. Well, not really an argument. A conversation with this guy. He was like, Frank Thomas. I'm like, well, explain to me how. Why would you? What criteria would you put Frank Thomas in over Craig Biggio? How much better was his career? They was in the World Series. They was in the same World Series. Who are you talking to?
Right.
No, see, who are you trying to bring it out? Well, Frank Thomas, he had a lot of home runs for the White Sox. I'm like, Craig Biggio came into the league as a catcher.
Right.
Who are you talking to?
And
they moved him to second base. Then first they moved him to the outfield. He was playing center field. Then they moved him to second base. So, like, and he's still all stars all the time, gold gloves. I'm saying he didn't play for the best team in the world, but neither did Frank Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
They had those couple of years when they was in the playoffs. They went to the World Series. And the other years, who was they getting beat by? They was getting beat by Canseco and Maguire, the Oakland A's.
Yeah. The reason why he played for the Houston Astros, that's why.
Huh?
He was playing for the Houston Astros. That's probably why.
But Houston had Bagwell down there. They had players. You know what I mean? Bagwell's Hall of Fame worthy. You know what I mean? So,
right.
and you know Biggio's numbers, yo.
He was up in the top eight that was in there. You know,
yeah.
But the thing with that was because that was the argument. Same thing with somebody saying when Frank Thomas couldn't believe that Biggio didn't get in. Somebody said, well, yeah, because you took the vote that you didn't
have.
I couldn't stop laughing when that person said that.
And that's how it is, man. And again, I say, you know, I got the right in vote for my man Jack Morris, man. You know what I mean? So,
it's all,
but you know what, Kia? It gets crazier next year because I think Pedro Martinez and them will be on the ballot next year, right?
Oh, yeah. They all 2014.
So it's gonna get crazier.
Yeah, they said that. They already talked about that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, and again, you know, it's either you have the little popular that think that you let the old people die off, and then let the younger people in, and then the votes will start to change. You'll start to get your Pete Roses in. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And stuff like long as the old guard is alive and around, they're not gonna let that happen.
Nope.
And once they start to, you know, disappear and fall off or whatever, you start to get some new people in there, then you're going to start to see your Pete Roses get in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Barry Bonds
going to
get in, too.
Huh?
They're saying Barry Bonds might get in because he was a great player.
Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa, if he ain't disappeared by then. You know what I mean? All of them dudes. All of them.
It's going to take about seven to ten years, I think.
Yeah, it'll be a minute. It'll be a minute. Because, and you know what? It's going to take one. Once one gets in, Barry and Kia and Shay, once one gets in, then the floodgates might open.
That's it. That's what's going to happen. It just takes one.
Yeah. So,
to break
the
ice.
Yeah. But then you got a guy on the sidelines like, you know, like we were talking about before, Kia, like a dude like, look at Mike Mussina. You know, a guy like him, like he got the numbers. He deserves. You don't hear about him connected to none of this steroid stuff. But he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame, not right now.
I can't think of the guys, the sports writer here in New York, who was making the argument why Moose deserve a consideration, an early consideration, and should not have to sit and wait because of the steroid. He lived through it and played through it and was spotless through it. So that was the argument when they were talking about Moose not to be at early consideration. I have to sit and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait.
I mean, but I got you on that. You know, sitting. You know, he definitely deserves consideration. You know what I mean? But he shouldn't have to. But I don't think Mike Mussina's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think that he'll get in.
He should be in there though.
Yeah, he should be in. He should be in.
Not the fourth first. Not a first ballot.
You know. Because, I mean, you know, I couldn't stand that dude when he was the Orioles, yo. I couldn't stand Mike Mussina when he was with the Orioles. Oh, man. It was exactly when we had the playoff series with the when they had Albert Bell, you know what I mean, and Palmeiro, and Roberto Alomar, and
I didn't like
anyway.
Roberto Alomar either. He was a little, you know what.
He's one of the best second basemen I've ever seen in my life, man, Roberto Alomar.
Yeah.
I love that dude, man. Roberto Alomar, some of the double plays I've seen him turn.
Right.
And plus he can hit. Couldn't take that away from him. But you know what? Yeah. Roberto Alomar was like on every team. He was on the Blue Jays. He was on the Padres. He was on the Mets. He was on the Orioles.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. My boy, wait a minute. The bus got his, you know, hopefully this soon. We'll be calling his name to Canton. I just had to say that.
Yeah, okay. All right, you got that out the way. You got that out the way.
She said the bus.
All right. I don't know what that was. That we got that out the way. Let's afford that, okay? See you in our Pittsburgh Steelers pronouncement about the bus going in the Hall of Fame.
Did you see
how she said it with the smile in her voice? Like she just like look at her, she just grinning. She just cheesing away. Look at her.
I'm just thinking this is the year right here. Yeah,
okay.
Year right here.
All right.
Hey, man, let me ask you something.
Go ahead, brother.
What was the best catch in Super Bowl history, you think?
Woo! The best catch in Super Bowl history. I'm going to go back on you for this one. Kia, buckle up now.
Well,
this one might shock you.
Okay.
This one might shock you. Hey, Shay, button up now. This one might shock you. I'm going to go back. In my opinion, the best catch in Super Bowl history, Super Bowl XII, Butch Johnson.
Oh, I don't know that. Okay.
Okay, there you go. All right. Look it up. Google it. Do what you got to do.
I will find out.
You
want to
hear mine?
Google it. Hey, Shay, Google that.
You would tell me.
The best catch in Super Bowl, to me, in my opinion, Butch Johnson against the Dallas Cowboys, Denver Broncos, Super Bowl XII. Look at that catch, and then you highlight it.
Want to hear about mine?
Yeah. What's yours?
And this is by far, it's not even close. It's Len Swan.
Which
Charlie
one?
Charlie Waters in Super Bowl X.
Super Bowl X?
When he made that dive, man, in the Orange Bowl.
In Super Bowl X?
Yeah.
No.
Against your team. It was either Cliff Harris or Charlie Waters when he did that layout and he was floating in there and caught it. When Terry Bradshaw threw from the end zone to, like, the 50-yard line.
Okay. All right. Well, that's yours. That's yours.
Well, y'all, you want to know mine?
Yes, what's yours, Keith? You know how to ask yours.
Mine's a Super Bowl 43 against the Cardinals.
Let me guess. It involves Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
Of course. Come on. Super Bowl 43, Ben Roethlisberg to San Antonio Holmes. That was mine.
Against Arizona in the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, with the that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yes.
Shay, what's yours, man?
I don't know what my favorite one would be, but that was a good one, Tia. I will say
yeah, that was a good one. That was a definite. Hey, T, you have any good ones?
Nope.
I got a good one for you, T.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm going to let you say yours first. I'm going to let you say yours first. Let you say yours first.
Nope. You go ahead and tell me.
I'm going to tell you, hey, Barry, the best catch is Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl history was when Donovan McNabb was catching it from T.O.
You got real bad.
When Donovan McNabb was catching it from T.O.
T.O. was falling back and forth.
Is that what Donovan was out there throwing up on the field?
He was throwing up.
Back and forth T.O. was falling,
right? Broken leg. And
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. When I first moved to Philly, it was the Panthers and the Eagles, right? Now, mind you, I had just been there maybe about 6 months. Man, I was at this bar, and I was the only one cheering for the Panthers, right? And all these people was looking at me. And my friend told me at that time, he was like, yo, you better chill because these people been to kill you up in here. I said, what they going to kill me for? He said, you the only fool up in here cheering for the Panthers. and the Panthers beat them, he was like at the end of the game when it was like almost over, he was like, come on, we got to go, we got to go. Why we got to go? He said, because you're going to best ready to get your A kicked up in here. Like, well, are you serious?
And then,
after that, you became an Eagle fan? Huh?
After that, you became an Eagle fan?
No. I didn't become an Eagle fan until maybe 3 years later. That's when I started working for
him. Oh, okay.
That's when I started working for him.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But yeah.
I mean, you
can't be up in there
cheering
for the wrong team. You know?
My sister used to
some
play
people, they don't let you out alive. I remember a couple times going to Yankee Stadium. Before the old Yankee Stadium.
Man.
The old Yankee Stadium. When they used to let you steam the greenery in the bleachers.
Right.
The cops would be out there, nobody won't say nothing. You'd be up in the back by the scoreboard, up in the back, steaming, just getting big, yo. You see a dude would come through with an Orioles jersey on or a Boston Red Sox jersey on.
He'll get beat down.
And get mollywopped, son.
Yep.
Mollywopped. Straight.
And you know the
cheese.
Eagles feel like that.
You
they
can't be coming through there like that. But it ain't like that no more. Now it's all peaceful and everybody eat their porridge and, you know what I mean, chewing on
chewing. It used to cost $2.50 to see the bleachers too.
You know what I mean? Those was in Yankee Stadium. That's when Yankee Stadium was live. You go to Yankee Stadium, Yankee game at a nighttime game at Yankee Stadium, you better know somebody.
And you know them Red Sox fans, they came down there with their Red Sox shirts and walked back and forth like they was crazy.
You can't do that. But you know what, though? Barry, you know what, though? I noticed a change. Went to Game 7 when Danny Damon hit the two home runs in the championship series against the Yankees. When we lost to the Red, we was up 3-1 and we lost to the Red Sox.
Right, that's
it was
when it
so
changed,
many
right?
Red Sox. It was so much Red Sox running through Yankee Stadium, man. And it was so many fights, yo.
Yeah.
It was so crazy, man. But now you can't do that now.
Now it's all a different thing now.
It's now everybody. Yes, go ahead.
Besides the Eagles, the Lincoln Financial Field, who has a jail up under their stadium?
Nobody.
I think all of them need one, but I don't think.
They said. You should know they don't.
Federal Stadium had one.
All of them need one.
Does the Raiders have one?
I don't know. Ask somebody that's been out to the black hole. I don't know, man. I don't know if the Raiders got a jail. I don't want to find out. let's keep it. Let's do it like that. We're in the building,
they
man.
They had one at the link too. I mean, at the
You been in that jail, T? The one in Lincoln Field?
No, man.
All right. Okay.
I did go to
Lincoln Financial Field, man, like season before last. They played the Bengals. It was a Thursday night game. They played the Bengals. Yo, it was nice. Shout out to the Eagles crowd, the Eagles dudes. Barry, they was burning it down, son.
Yeah.
Waiting to get into the game. We had the tickets waiting to get in. And I'm standing in line, and it's in Philly. We're standing in line. I'm smelling something. I'm like, oh, snap, what's that? And then the dude was behind me. He said, yeah, it goes down. I was like, what? I was like, never mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't pay no attention. Hey, edit that story out the show. I forgot where I was at. I'm sorry. Mr. Marino, I'm sorry. Pray for me. I'm sorry. My dude. Hubba hubba and all that. I'm sorry. We're in the building, man. I forgot where I was at. I'm sorry. It was being good to me. I'm sorry.
You got caught up for the moment.
I got caught up in the moment. I got emotional.
You were reminiscing about
I forgot. I forgot who I was talking to. I was going in like, yo, son.
Because my mouth flew up and like, oh.
Oh, my goodness, I got the munchies now. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, you forgot.
Word is bond, I forgot where I was at for one hot second. I did. I ain't going front. I forgot where I was at for one second. I'm sorry, Miss Lamina. I'm sorry.
Real quick, don't get
it. I'm sorry.
Woo! Look, man, you should have started singing "Burn, Baby, Burn."
Yes, you know, yeah, right. That's right.
Wow, that was a good one.
Oh, man. We're doing it, man. You're the man. I'm back in the building, man. I'm feeling
and
good,
that
man.
That was on a Thursday
you know what
night.
I mean? Yeah. It was just one of those days when a brother wanted to be all alone. Just one of those days. Don't take it personal.
Wait a minute.
I'm
for
real now. I'm dying laughing. That was a good one.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
That's incredible.
We were in the building,
man. He was just talking, then he just stopped like, oh,
yeah,
no.
I caught myself. I realized what was going on. I was like, oh.
Hey, King, see, that topic is, what was your best visit at a football field? He already said that.
I already know, from the top. From the top, that was one of them. I became friends with the Philadelphia Eagles fans that night. You know what I mean?
I think you did.
I was just there to enjoy the ambiance of the stadium and enjoy the game and have a good time. I didn't know we had that much in common. You know what I'm saying?
Got a Tina Marie flashback.
Listen.
Ooh.
And it was like in the open at T. You know how it is out there. It's the open. You know what I mean? Because they all together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting out there, and it's like I'm looking around, and I don't see nothing but Daddy. I don't see nothing but them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see nothing. And they all getting big. They all steaming. I'm like in the twilight zone. I'm like, oh snap. Everybody going in the game, walking around, feeling good, laughing and grinning. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you? But yeah, man, that was a good time. That was a good time, man. I had a real good time that night. It was going down. But yeah, man. After further review, man, we have fun, man. We get ready to get into it and make it happen, man. It's 9:30, man, on a Tuesday night. You're rocking out with the mayor, man. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Let me shout out once again, rest in peace to my man, my brother, man, Key to Speed, man, Nauru Mob, hold your head, baby. Everything is everything, man. We here. Shout out to my co-host, man, who do their things, man. Wednesdays is the Diva Squad, Angie T and Rachel rocking out from 7 to 9. Then you got Chicky Chick holding it down on the Comedy Fallout Tip from 9 to 10 on Wednesday nights. Thursdays is KL and Tiffany Belden, Reality and Relationships, rocking out with you, talking to you, getting big, getting live, and all that. Friday, Rich Money, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9, doing it big. Topics and artists, from slow jams to the hardest and all that. Rock out with Rich Money on Friday nights. Then Sunday, man, Miss Lavina, Spiritual Sundays, might need you in my life. Spiritual Sundays, Miss Lavina, goes down from 7 to 9. And then my man, Crossroad Temples with my man Scribby Hunter, 9 to 10. They do what they do, man. Mondays, man, it goes down, man. Unsigned Artist Radio, Miss Deanne Lane, do their thing. So we got you held down, man, all throughout the week on GQ Palace Radio. Back to the mayor, yo. Woo! I had to take a drink of water. We're back in the building, man. Let's see what's going on, man. Kia's in the building with me. I got my man Shane in the building. I got T in the house. And I got my man Barry rocking out with me. Little quick notice: who's your all stars right now, Shay? NBA.
For the East.
Yeah, for the East.
LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron, Paul George.
Uh huh.
Carmelo.
Okay.
Who else would I take? I'm taking Wade, John Wall. I don't want to take him, but I'm gonna take Boo Boo Hibbert too.
No, he said Boo Boo Hibbert. He called him Boo Boo. He called my man Boo Boo.
Yeah. Who else is an East Side star, man? I might take DeMar DeRozan from the Raptors.
Okay, 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 okay.
I don't know after that, really.
I like your team. It's guard heavy. I like your team. I like your team. The reason why I asked you that is because I just wanted to see if, you know, you would have an all-star team where you could put Wade, Bosh, and LeBron James on there.
I'm going to put Wade and Brian on there. I ain't going to put Bosh.
Okay.
But I ain't
okay.
going to put him. He'll probably make it, though.
Speaking of all-stars, back to the NFL, what's your opinion on Deion Sanders supposedly suiting up for the Pro Bowl, yo?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. He was on Twitter. Deion Sanders is on Twitter like, yo, I'm going to play. Tell Jerry Rice this is what a real captain is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably still in good shape, too.
Wow.
I mean, you know, talk about, you know, they pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, because the Pro Bowl isn't really that interesting anyway, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but this year, you know, Barry, that they're doing it, it's going to be interconference. The conferences don't exist.
Oh, okay.
So you can have Justin Tuck sacking Eli Manning.
Oh, okay. They got to make it more interesting.
You know what I mean? So they got to make it interesting. So, you know, either, you know, it's like the AFC, it's not the AFC against the NFC no more. It's all mixed up.
Yeah, that's good.
And they have the draft. The draft is on January 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
so,
why they got
Deion,
the captains. That's why they got Jerry Rice and
yeah,
Deion.
Yeah, that's why they got Jerry Rice. That's why they got Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders. They're picking the teams.
Okay. They got
to
do something with that game,
you know,
because
it's
not that interesting.
You know, another. To me, this is just to me, in my opinion, the Pro Bowl. I used to like the Pro Bowl just to see the different helmets.
Yeah, they'd be down there cooling in Hawaii,
you
know?
You know, the different helmets, you know, running around the field. I really never got into the Pro Bowl. I never really cared about the Pro Bowl or whatever. But they got to, you know, they got to make that trip to Hawaii worth something.
Right, they got to do something.
Yeah, man. They got to make that trip to Hawaii worth something.
Man.
I guess we can get into it right now. We got enough people in the building. So we're going to get into it right now, man, without no further ado. You know what it is. It's championship weekend. You got the NFC Championship game popping off. You got the San Francisco 49ers against the Seattle Seahawks. And you got the AFC game popping off. You got the New England Patriots against the Denver Broncos. To me, it's the NFC Super Bowl and the AFC Super Bowl all wrapped up into one. We got Kia in the building. I got T in the building with me. I got Shay rocking out, and I got my man Barry holding me down. We're going to get into it a little early. Now you can give me a little reason. First off, we're going to start with the AFC Championship game, New England and Denver. Kia, you up first. Who's going to win and why?
Well, I think Brady, well, you know, Brady going to try to come in, but I think Peyton going to edge this one out. And the reason why I say Peyton's going to edge this one out, because he has so much stuff to prove. You know, he broke some records and everything. I think he just has a little bit more to prove. I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a close game.
What's the score? What do you think the score is going to be?
I think it'll be maybe six.
What's the six?
Six
Denver
in between
by six?
Six. Yeah, Denver by six.
Denver by thank you for giving me a score.
You
don't do scores, I know. Shay, New England, Denver, man, who's going to win and why?
New England, Denver's losing Von Miller, and now they lost our boy Chris Harris, man. We're going to tear their secondary up. And they on their heels right now because they don't know if we coming into the game playing the run at every time, or they don't know if we're going to spread them out and pass it. You don't have to respect everything because of Blunt, the way Blunt been running it. We just scored six rushing touchdowns last week. So they're going to have to hold up for the run.
Yeah, and you got Vereen and Ridley coming out the backfield. That's right. Yeah.
And they just signed one of our old DBs. That's how I know they really doing bad. Dude named Cole, Marcus Cole, they just signed him. They doing bad in the defensive backfield. You can't.
Whatever happened to the days of Champ Bailey?
Right.
Yeah. So what's the score? What'd you see the score being?
42-32.
4232 Denver. Gotcha. Barry, what's good, man? Denver, New England, who you got and why?
I'm pulling for Peyton because there was a lot of doubters and everything else. And even though he only won one Super Bowl, he's a great quarterback. You know, and but I got to give, even though, like, you know, we New York Yankee fans, but you got to give credit to the Patriots. They lost, like, half the team on offense and defense, and they still doing it up, man. That Belichick and Brady, they're bad, man.
They are.
They are. So who you got?
That's the bottom line. You got to give credit where credit's due, man. But I'm going to go for the Broncos 28-24.
Gotcha. Broncos 28-24, Denver. All right, T, you up next. Who you got?
Can I get
why?
My score? I'm going to get my score.
You said Denver by six. I asked you for a score. You said Denver by six.
All right.
No, but give me a score. Give me a score.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to go 27-23.
27-23, Denver? Yeah. Got you. Got you. T, what does it look like? Who's going to win and why?
Let me see. New England Patriots.
Okay. You got the Patriots.
And I just don't like Broncos.
Hey, that's a good enough reason. You just don't like her. Look. I just don't like you. What's the score, T?
I'm going to say 21-3.
21-3. New England. Gotcha. All right. It's come down to the moment, huh? All right. Well, New England Patriots at Denver Broncos, AFC Championship, Denver Broncos. I always said, man, I felt like, you know, they were trying to really, you know, force the Super Bowl on us. You know, and when I say us, I mean us as far as Peyton Manning winning. And, you know, last year I think was his best shot to win. And I think last year was his only shot to win. I think that the New England Patriots are going to go up to Denver, and they're going to win, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and they're going to be able to rub it in the Giants and the Jets' face that they're going to play in the Super Bowl in MetLife Stadium. So I'm picking the New England Patriots over the Denver Broncos. I think, like, I'm tending to agree with what Shea said, that the Denver Broncos defense, the secondary, is going to be really highly suspect, and Brady's going to find a way to spread that field and get everybody into a flow, and Wes Welker's going to wish that he was with the Patriots. So the final score is going to be Patriots 37, Broncos 27. And that's for the AFC Championship, so I got the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. All right, so now we're going to the NFC Championship game. We've got the San Francisco 49ers at Seattle. Kia, you up first. Who you got?
I got to go with those Hawks because I can't stand nothing about those 40 fakers, so I'm going with the Hawks.
She's going with Seattle. And can we get a score?
28-21.
28-21, Seattle. Got you. T, you up next. Seattle or San Francisco, who you got?
Seattle,
can we get a score?
Let me see, 21-14,
Seattle. Barry, what's good? Who you got?
I'm going for Seattle. I know Russell Wilson, he's scaring me because he hasn't been doing that much, but I don't like the 49ers like here. You know, and the Steelers got the most Super Bowls, and the Niners right behind them, so I got to pull for the Seattle, brother.
All right, what's the score, Chad B?
Okay, 21-14.
14, Seattle. Got you. Shay, what's good, man?
I'm going with Seattle, too.
All right, we got a clean sweep. 21-17. What was that, 21? 21-17, Seattle. Whew. Let's see. Key has got a Seattle and Denver Super Bowl. T's got a Seattle-New England Super Bowl. Shay's got a Denver-Seattle Super Bowl. And Barry's got a Denver-Seattle Super Bowl.
No, Shay got New England and Seattle.
New England, that's right, New England, my bad, 42-30. Like what was I thinking player. About? New England. Yeah, okay, I'm mad. My bad. Shea got New England in Seattle. And Barry got Denver. Barry got Denver in Seattle. Huh?
You need to go to, you need to go back to Philly, putting Denver over New England with me.
He caught that one. He said that one quick, too, didn't he? My bad, yo. I got you. Let's see. My pick for the NFC Championship game. Can San Francisco do it in Seattle? A lot going to be on the line. You know what? I got to play the devil's advocate in this one. I go pick San Francisco to go back. Why not? I'm picking San Francisco over Seattle in Seattle. 49ers 20, Seattle 16. And that's that. And we'll have the Super Bowl picks coming up. We got it written down. So I got you, Shea. New England and Seattle. I got you. So those are our picks. So you got the AFC Championship game. You got Shea, T, and myself rocking out with New England. You got Kia and Barry rocking out with the Denver Broncos. NFC title game, you got the whole crew, Kia, T, Barry, Shea, rocking out with Seattle, and I'm a whole San Francisco 49ers down. If you want to get your bid in and your pick in, holler at me after further review. You know what to do. Holler at your boy, Facebook. You know I'm there. Get at me. So that's what it is. So we got the AFC and the NFC picks going down. It's 9:45, man, Tuesday night, man. We do what we do. Anything anybody want to touch on in the aspect of sports before we try to get out of here, man, for the week? We got 15 minutes left.
What you think about Jim Caldwell, Mayor?
Yeah, we touched on that earlier. I think that's a good. I think it's a good look for the Lions. I think it's gonna, you know, I think, you know, he's gonna bring that winning mental into Detroit, man. You know what I mean? He's got a pedigree. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody that's going to be respected when he, you know, walks around the locker room, man. And it might be a good look for the city of Detroit. You know what I mean? So I think that he walked into a good situation. So, you know, I think he would be the one to straighten it out. And, you know, as far as like what Kia was saying earlier, as far as the Bears and the Packers and that division being tight, it's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight.
It's going to definitely be tight. We'll see what it is.
It's going to be tight.
But here's the thing. Did you hear the thing about Wisenhunt not taking the Lions job? About the 3-4 defense? They doesn't play a 3-4 defense? I didn't read the article. I heard somebody was saying that. He was more concerned about the defense not being able to convert to 3-4.
Why would they go to a 3-4?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know.
That's what they drafted.
Yeah,
they got four up front already. Why would they just need some? Hey Shea, you know what I mean? They just need somebody to get up in Dominican Sue with Fairley and them and get them right. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know they need somebody that's not gonna take no garbage like a Bill Cowher or somebody that's respected. You know, because they didn't respect Jim Schwartz. Seriously,
right. He was a joke.
They didn't respect that dude. So hopefully, you know, with Jim Caldwell, you know, that he could bring a presence to them and you know, maybe they could make some things happen. You know what I'm saying?
So is he coming in? He has full control whether Gustav stays or not. I don't know about that. Does he have full control of that?
I just know that they hired him to be the head coach.
Okay.
I have no idea about all of that.
I mean, bringing his own team in, I'm just saying. Because I didn't know.
He hired Caldwell as a new coach. I don't know if usually you're bringing your staff. You know what I mean?
He's a player's coach.
He's definitely that. You know what I mean?
He's a player's coach, but he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, too,
though.
That's
what I'm saying. He's not going to have all that nonsense, yo.
Yeah, I didn't have all that. And me and Caldwell used to go at it because my buddy was his barber when he worked here.
Okay.
And, you know, and I was a Patriots fan, so me and him, he used to call my buddy and tell him make sure he called me whenever he was coming to the barbershop because he wanted me in there.
Yeah.
And me and him used to go back and forth, and he's a cool, and I don't like nothing to deal with the coach, man.
Right.
I don't like their players. I don't like their coaches, but I like that dude, man. He was a real dude, down to earth. You know what I mean? And he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, though. But he knows,
okay.
he knows his sports, and he knows his that. And people always don't want to give him credit for, but he used to tell me all the time,
You go ask Peyton Manning himself who made him a better signal caller. And he was like, he'll tell you himself. Like, he worked. That's why he was. That's why he got the head coaching job right after Dungy left.
Right.
Did all that work with Peyton.
Right. This was a transition. They wasn't missing the beat. And, again, the hiring of Caldwell might do wonders for Matthew Stafford. Who knows?
Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to help Matthew Stafford out so much, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and not to be, you know, even when I said last year, Shay, I don't know if you remember, Akia, when we were talking about the Lions when they drafted Zedu Ziggy Ansah from Brigham Young. I was saying he was all right from what I saw, and these dudes, and that was in that room or whatever, they was, you know, just going crazy. He stinks, and he's no good, and this and that and the third. I remember that distinctly, okay?
Right.
So when he started doing his numbers, oh, I loved him from the beginning. No, you
didn't.
You did not love him from the beginning. You didn't know what you was getting.
They were talking about it because they didn't see no film on him.
Right.
He ain't played as much.
I saw three games that he played for Brigham Young, and he looked like he was decent, that he was all right. They was going at it, this and that and the third. So I don't put no stock into what nobody's talking about. It's with your own, you know, you make your own decision, your own eyes, what you see. You know what I mean? So I just think that the Lions is just that team, Shay, that's waiting to bubble, yo.
But
when they bubble, it's going to be terrible.
My thing with the Lions was this was their year to be 10-6 and 11-5.
Yeah.
This was their year.
You're right.
They
blew
the year. They can't.
Right.
You can't repeat the same thing back to back. You're going to have a healthy Packers and the Bears right there because you played yourself this year.
You had them right where you wanted them at. You had them right where they needed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they was vulnerable and you couldn't take advantage of it. So
and in that group they were talking about, you know, when they beat the Packers on Thanksgiving, it was all like they gonna win the conference. You know, they win the NFC North. NFC North is their NFC North. And I'm sitting there saying, you know, Packers are done. Packers are done. And who had the damn last Packers fan?
You know, and I don't think that you'll see that anymore with Jim Caldwell as the coach of the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you'll see, you know, that type of, you know, situation anymore with him. You know, respect to him, you know, getting the job, respect to my man, Lovie
Smith.
Of course.
You
know what I mean?
You know,
Tampa Bay in a building. You know what I mean?
Course.
So I can't wait till we go to Pittsburgh
and
spill some ketchup on Troy Polamalu and all that. You know what I mean? I'm popping.
You won't be
firing shots early. Tampa Bay Buccaneers is back, baby.
What
y'all gonna do with Rainey when old boy come back next year?
When Doug Martin come back, hopefully Rainey learn how to hold on to the ball a little bit better, and we can and you know how we do, you know how we do, Shay. We don't keep two. Somebody got to go.
Yeah,
because we had LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So,
that's why
Rainey
just got to learn to hold that,
you know,
ball.
Rainey got to hold on to the ball a little bit more,
man. Yeah, he has ball issue problems.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be all right. I think I don't know where our quarterback situation is going to be, though, Shay. I'm not really content with Mike Glennon back there, but we got somebody that we could dip into the draft and get at the seventh pick. We got the seventh pick in the draft.
What is Bucks the seventh pick?
Yeah, we got the seventh pick.
Okay, good.
If we don't get a quarterback, we got to get somebody, but we got our eye on that dude from Central Florida. His name on the low. I think his name is Blake Bortles. We got our eye on him. And if we draft a quarterback, that's going to speak volumes to what we're trying to do.
But if we
don't draft a quarterback, we're going to be happy with what we got. If we take a quarterback with that seventh pick, it's done for Mike Glennon.
Yeah, but you know what the Bucks did, right? With the Bears didn't give Lovie. Bucks gave Lovie full control.
Lovie was there. Lovie got the ring with the Bucks. Lovie helped us get a ring. So
Lovie's
just coming home.
Bucks gave Lovie what Lovie wanted in Chicago. Bucks gave it to Lovie this time. Lovie full control.
Thank you.
All decision making go through Lovie.
Thank you, because they knew what they was getting with Lovie Smith.
Yeah, he wanted that in Chicago. He can get it in Chicago.
Well,
when they said that, Bucks gave Lovie.
They don't want to give Brian Urlacher a job. So
yeah.
I don't got nothing to do with what the Bears are trying to do. I don't got nothing to do with that. I just think that my Buccaneers, our future is bright, and we're going to be all right. And
so
we're going to go to Pittsburgh.
We're
going to give it to Pittsburgh, and that's all I know.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Who's left with the coaching vacancy?
Minnesota and Cleveland Browns.
Okay. They're left too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to get that right job.
You know, and the reason why I'm feeling about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers is we got a new offensive coordinator. We got the dude from Cal, Jeff Tedford. We got Leslie Frazier. He's doing his job that he's supposed to always been doing, calling defense. So we going to be all right.
Get over that, please, because you will not be bringing
I'm
that
not getting over nothing. I'm not
whatever,
getting over nothing.
Please.
I'm good. We're going to see y'all, and we're going to bust the Pittsburgh Steelers behind.
Yeah,
and I hope
whatever.
You got on them funny.
Yeah.
And I hope you got
them
funny
you
uniforms
sound,
on.
You sound just like those Lions fans.
I hope you got
them
funny uniforms
win.
On. The
please.
Bumblebee joints.
And they win those Bumblebees. And they win.
I hope you got
the
Bumblebee joints
you
on.
You sound like
you in the Nirvana video. I hope you got them joints on.
Y'all ain't coming to
the them are the ugliest uniforms.
Oh my God! What is going on? Those and the and T. You're not above the fray. Those sky blue and yellow, the Philadelphia Eagle joints. Oh my goodness! What?
Dimples
catalog did they get those out of?
They look sexy.
Oh.
Hey, Jay. He talked about some of his brand new Bucks coming up to Hines to try to pick the game up. And they ain't coming to Hines to pick nothing up out of. They coming to Hines to get right on that same bus, take them back to
Tampa,
and pick them out of.
Listen, you better wake up and tell Mike,
right
you better tell Omar Epps where the sideline is at.
You
tell him to keep his feet on the sideline.
Please.
Tell Omar Epps to stay off the playing field.
Please.
Tell him the Mixmaster showdown is not going
whatever.
Down on the field.
Whatever.
Thank you very much.
You better respect
tell him the old man Quillan story.
Please. Whatever. Please.
Tell the old man Quillan story open after 10 o'clock. Hey, listen, we got 5 minutes left in the show, man. Another Tuesday night, man. We have fun, man. I love rocking out, man. After further review, GQ Palace Radio, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. If you didn't by now, you got to wait till next week, yo. It's just like that. I got Key in the building. I got T in the building. My man Barry and my man Shay rocking out with me. You know how we do it, man. Real quick, man. A word before we get out of here, man, until we meet again. Kia, I'm going to let you set it off.
Nothing, great show. Good luck Sunday. Well, good luck Sunday, Shay. I know y'all want this one.
Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you next week. Thanks for calling. Hang out. T, what's good before we get out of here?
It don't matter. My boys. Now, good luck to the best team.
Good luck to the best team. I know that's right. Okay, that's what it is. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you. You know what it is. The Diva things go down tomorrow night. We in there.
Woo-hoo.
Shay, what's good, my dude, before we get out of here?
One step closer to this ring.
Yeah, man. I hear you, man. One step closer, man. Shout out to the New England Patriots, LeGarrette Blount, for finally showing up after all these years. Anyway, Barry, what's good, man, before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying myself, man. I'm glad I got introduced to you, man. I'm just looking forward to each and every week. It's getting better and better each time, brother.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you, man. But, hey, it's going to really get live when we do the baseball conversation, man.
Yeah, you know that.
You know what
I mean?
Personally, I can't wait for it myself. It's going down.
Yeah.
I've been doing my homework. So, you know
well,
what I mean? Be ready. You know
right
how
here.
I do when it comes to baseball. It goes down.
Well,
I want to shout out everybody. I want to shout out thanks everybody for calling. Kia, Barry, T, Shay, everybody for listening, man. We see you too, man. Respect due. Thank you for rocking out with me, man, every Tuesday night, man. Shout out to Big Rich. Shout out to Miss Lavina behind the boards holding it down. Again, man, this show, man, shout out to my man Key to Speed. Rest in peace, my dude. Narrow Mob, hold your head, man. Everything was done in the dark will come to light, man. Keita was a good dude. Just an all-around dude, you know what I'm saying? Good person, always with a laugh, quick with a little verse if you asked him or whatever. And just kind of like held Narrow down, man, and everybody's, you know, kind of like feeling some kind of way right now about the situation. But we try to keep you in the memory, man, keep you in the spirits, man. We ain't going to forget about you, never. We got you, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's the mayor, man. After Further Review, GQ Palace Radio. Check me out every day on Facebook, After Further Review. I'm in War Room Sports Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays and all that. Shout out to Get It Done Radio. You know how I do over there. Shout out to Mike Hands. I got you. Again, man, the whole situation, man, everybody out there, keep your head. It's not worth, man, you know what I mean, losing your heartbeat over, man. Do what you got to do, man, but keep it real. Keep it kosher, keep it friendly, but keep it real and keep it 100%. And keep it serious, you know what I mean? You don't have to kill nobody to be serious about standing in your position, man. So that's a PSA from the mayor, man. I'm out till next Tuesday night, man. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock After Further Review. You know how it goes down. Diva Squad in the building tomorrow night. GQ Palace Radio. Chicky Chick tomorrow night. Tommy Fallout. This is the mayor. I'm out, and I'll holler at you next week. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After Further Review, you know what to do.